Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you today?
I am, and how are you, Ryan?
I am. Yeah.
Indeed.
I'm confused by this article you sent me. What is this?
Okay.
Your philosophy. You're very much into philosophy in this article. Do you typically find an interest in philosophy?
Oh, Ryan, I find it is interesting that you would even say that. All I did was copy some guy's hand scratchings in pencil, very neatly printed, you know, on a urinal wall in the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco, and it said, let's see, to be, what the heck was it? I wrote it. What is it I wrote there?
Being is doing, a quote from Jean-Paul Sartre. Doing is being, a quote from William James. And doobie, 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 a quote from Frank Sinatra.
So how would you infer from that I have quite an interest in philosophy? I think I'm just saying, about philosophy. Now, that's how I'm opening the article. Now, I grant you, I come back to something a little bit later, but for now, I would hardly say that my interest is in philosophy. I'm being a little bit sarcastic.
Oh, that's sarcasm. I missed that. Because I think if you wanted sarcasm, you'd insert one of the most famous and well-loved philosophers of the 20th century, Forrest Gump, who said, stupid is as stupid does. So it seems that he agrees with Mr. James. And we all know that the money behind Forrest Gump, he's got to be right.
Yeah, whatever huge movie studio was, huh?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
But just remember, and I want you to make the parallel, Ryan.
What's that?
Mama always said that life is like a bunch of chocolate or a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And I would say the parallel to that is, you never know what you're going to get with one of my articles, right? That's your point.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm not quite sure where you're going with your philosoph episode, but...
I thought I just told you.
Yeah, sarcasm.
Facetious.
Sarcasm, okay. Well, so then why don't we get to one of the major points of your article, which is, I'll read a quote here from famous Brad Cullen philosophy. What is the purpose for writing? I mean, like, what's the point?
For my writing.
Yeah. What's the purpose? And you never quite answer the question clearly for me. And you come close in another paragraph further down. You say, okay, back to the point of my writing. How to overcome the feeling of being disconnected. Is that why you write? To overcome the feeling of disconnection?
Yeah, and to share how I've been led to overcome that feeling and to know that I'm connected.
Oh, okay, so then that is the point of your writing, is to connect or feel connected.
Yeah, and to share it with others who have the ears to hear my particular crazy way of getting there.
Well, once they read this article, I'm sure they'll agree with that crazy statement.
Well, you know, I'm going to just say to you, as I have oft repeated it on this very medium, Mr. Bruce, is if my stuff is so crazy, then why do you spend all the effort, energy, and money in publishing it?
In the words of my favorite philosopher, Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does.
Okay.
So then you go on to talk about this wonderful woman, Omega Bee. I love her closing. The joy of humanity is manifesting God. Who's B? Beatrice, who's that?
B. Schuller is somebody that used to correspond with me all the time on my old website, ministryofspirit.com, that got lost by the wayside when I was in Africa. She was just a very interesting person, and she had a very interesting... Well, if she had an event in her life, she told me I could, now I use the email, but I could say whatever I wanted to say related to her. She had an interesting somehow they got recommended to me. Her husband, I'm not sure of the disease, but he had cancer or something like that. And something was wrong with his stomach. And they were going to have to go in and cut out tumors. Now, I believe I'm being accurate here. And so she wrote asking if I could do something about it or whatever. I don't remember what the email response was, but the next thing I know is Gary Sigler of Sigler Ministries is calling me and asking me if he could give me my phone number, because Gary felt that, you know, I could be of help to her. I said, sure. So anyway, she called me. As you know, I'm real hesitant about giving my phone number out to anybody.
Yeah.
Well, she called and shared what the problem was, and as I recall, they lived in Texas and was telling me about it, and I said, well, let me pray about it and get back to you. And so I did, and I got such a wild statement for her. I called her back and I said, and I got her husband on the line, as I recall, on an extension, and I said, look, don't have that surgery. I'm told you are not to have that surgery, and if you don't have the surgery, you're going to be fine. That's all it takes. That much faith to say, no, I'm not going to have the surgery. You have to make that decision. Okay. And I know B certainly agreed. He certainly sounded like he agreed. Everything was fine. And so then I get an email about a week later. Please pray for whatever his name was. He's going in for exploratory surgery because the doctor said that they'd have to go into exploratory surgery because they did an MRI or something and the tumors didn't show up anymore, but there was something there and they were convinced of it because he was still having all these supposed problems. Well, he wasn't. I believe what she said. He was healed. I didn't do anything. It was just, that's what I was told. Don't get surgery. So anyway, about 2 weeks later, I get this call that he died. And he died from a heart attack, and he didn't have heart trouble. But what the doctors implied, I believe, was that the trauma from the exploratory surgery was what killed him. Now, that's all I remember. Now, we've got this lapse. That was sometime, I believe, early in 2004. And so now I have no contact. Cleveland, I visited with Gary and Carol not too long ago. That they brought her name up, and it was in passing. And I didn't think about it. I just, because we were into something else. And anyway, here she shows up on the screen with an email. And so I sent you that copy of her email. And why did I send you the copy of that email? Because I felt instructed to include that email in the article. So, what's the point? I have no idea. And I thought I said that. Didn't I say that in the article? I have no idea why, but I'm supposed to do it.
Yeah, you did say that. And we can just only assume that it's because that whatever's being written here and said here is valuable to somebody who's going to be listening to this podcast. So
I think so. I mean, you know, she has sent a couple of other things in response to... she's been trying to catch up and reading a bunch of my stuff and listening, and she is a writer in her own right. And in fact, I think I said that in the article. She's intending on putting up a website of her own, and I encouraged her because we sure link up with her. She's fantastic. Really said some pungent, spiritually packed, power-packed stuff. And
well, as soon as she gets her website up, maybe we'll throw a link up on ours so that other people can find her as well.
Yeah.
Earlier in our conversation, you said that your first reference, or at the beginning of the article, or quotes of the philosopher, were sarcasm. And then here you are, back at the back end of your article, and not only are you giving some quotations for Sartre, you're actually, you know, giving them quite a rich and in-depth list of quotations. This is a number of his more famous ones. I'm kind of perplexed at why you choose Sartre.
I thought they were humorous quotes. I have no idea why I inserted them. I already told you I was being facetious. The only time I ever saw Sartre, and the only reason I looked him up, I Googled Jean-Paul Sartre because that quote came back to me for whatever reason. I was taking a leak in a hole. Excuse me. You're impossible. So I wrote a goofy article. So what? Some of those are pretty interesting, those quotes. But that's the first time I've ever read anything by Jean-Paul Sartre. You just explained to me how to pronounce his name. I just figured, wow, William James, I've read a couple things by William James, so I knew who he was. I've heard of Jean-Paul Sartre, but and I don't even remember what context. But I was taking a leak and I read somebody printing it out in pencil, this statement. And I thought it was funny. And why on earth I would even include it. Listen, I went to Dad and I said, Dad, this is silly. This is ridiculous. Dad said, leave it. And Dad said to upload it to you. And he would instruct you to do what you were supposed to do with it. And you told me you thought the article was ridiculous. I told you I thought the article was ridiculous, but I was supposed to send it. And you said, you know what? I prayed about it. Then I'm supposed to put it up. And we're supposed to do a podcast. And we're doing that. And you're trying to put life in this podcast. Some idiot French philosopher who I don't care beans about what he says, quite frankly. But I do think a couple of them were interesting, and a couple of quotes were provocative, and a couple were funny, like, hell is other people. Now there's a statement if there ever was one. I thought that was great. Anyway, that's it. Now, can we move on?
Okay, let's move on to what's the point of this article? What are you trying to say here? I see only one statement that has any meaning whatsoever.
And what is that?
This one right here. Dad just told me not to miss the miracle of the moment. This now moment.
Guess what, Ryan?
Ta-da! What? What?
That article is the miracle of that moment. This podcast is the miracle of this moment. And I'm not into whatever some French philosopher decided to spout off about 100 and some years ago. So that's the point.
Oh, Brad. This is what I see. I see that you and this God fella you hang around with must have some pretty funny conversations.
Yeah, like the one in the last article. It's an awesome responsibility to decide to be a spokesman for me. Okay, I won't.
Okay, so this is a miracle of a moment with Brad and his dad.
Hey, I like that, Brad and his dad. Wait till you see what's coming up next. Ooh.
Well, that's good, because this one was a little perplexing to me, but thanks for sharing the inside Brad's room.
Inside Brad's head. Scary.
Perhaps I should have introduced this podcast with, shh, we are now going to watch the Cullen in his native habitat. Don't spook him. You know, why don't we just say, thanks. It's been fun. I'll contact you as soon as I get your next article, which I think is about something fresh.
Ryan?
Yeah?
I've had about all of you I can stand today. I want you to know I love you deeply with all my heart. Oh, wait a minute. I have something else to say. Well, I'm giving you a little introduction to the next article. If God has given you free will, then why don't you use it? Or something. We're going to get back now to the spiritual causes and how to overcome them of aging. How's that for making nonsensical sounding stuff in this nonsensical sounding article?
Well, there's something else important in your article too that I forgot to mention.
What's that?
It's your urging of everyone to get serious with you and I about reversing the process of aging. It's not a joke.
No, it's not. We're not being frivolous about it. I guess this is our next step back to total seriousness then.
Total seriousness. Okay, buddy. I look forward to your next article. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for putting up with me.
It's been fun.